Welcome back in. It's the Jump Around, 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Jesse Nelson in for Jim Rutledge. Jim will be back next week. But it is Thursday, and that means it's time for Throwback Thursday on the Jump Around. And we are joined by a very special guest of the Wisconsin Badgers, one of the greatest Badgers basketball players of all time. Alondo Tucker joins us on the Jump Around. How's it going, man?
How's it going?
Oh, thanks.
Good. Everything's going good.
That's awesome. Thanks so much for taking the time here. Before we get into anything else, Alondo, I do want to say your guy, Cortland Cuevas, Big Ten champion, is the producer of the show here today. Say what's up, Cortland.
Yeah. What's going on, though, man?
Cort, what's up, man? Yeah, that's my guy, man. Cortland, we share that title. We definitely share that, but we share more so than anything, man. It's my little brother, man. I consider we went through so much last year as a program. And so Cortland's always got me right there in his pocket, man, just is always supporting him. So it's good to see him doing this, man, producing. What can't you do, Cort?
Man, I'm a man of many trades, man, just like you. Come on, though.
We're working on getting him the podcast before he starts breaking everything down. He's going to be breaking down the NCAA tournament run. That's what we're hoping for here.
That? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with Badger basketball, Alondo? I'm getting a little worried here down the stretch. How are we turning this thing around here in the final stretch as we get into the postseason?
Yeah, man. Obviously, if you're watching, if you're an avid fan of basketball, specifically collegiate basketball, you're watching the Big Ten, this is a tough season. For one, it's a tough year in itself, just everything we ask of all the student-athletes, right, to be able to do. Cortland, you kind of experienced the end of it, right? We had a shortened season. No one foresaw us being able to lead up to where we are now. And it's just been a game of ups and downs. This team for us is trying to get better and better every day. I know people want the win, but looking at our team and how we play collectively versus Purdue, just the effort, the energy, it was much better. So I think just stringing that along, man. Yeah. Can we win the Big Ten? No, right? But there's always the teams that figure things out collectively and put it together as a collective, as a unit. And Cortland, I think you can speak to that. We won last year. We played as a unit, not two individuals, not three. It was all eight guys, whoever played and stepped on that court, we played as a unit. So I think it's just trying to figure that out, continuously trying to figure that out every single practice, every single game. And it's been tough this year because COVID has isolated us. And if you talked about who was the Blue or the Badgers last year, they're a unit. They're always together. And I think this isolation really – I'm not making excuses. I'm never one for making excuses, but just to try to say to make sure we put in perspective and keep the perspective how tough of a year this is for our student athletes, man. We ask them to do a lot. So, and they're a unit, they're a core unit that always loves to be together. You know, they're trying to figure out how to, you know, bring that chemistry every single game. So I'm confident that we can string it together, you know, come tournament time.
Alondo Tucker is our guest on Throwback Thursday on the Jump Around, 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand. Alondo, one of the arguments that I heard the other day was that getting out of Big Ten play once you get into that NCAA tournament may actually help Wisconsin more than anything because this group of seniors has so much experience and that helps them on the court, but it also helps opponents when they've played against them upwards of, 10, 12 times now throughout their careers. And getting outside of the Big Ten, which is so good this year, you get matched up with a Big East or a Pac-12 or some mid-major, like that may actually help Wisconsin make a big run. Is there any merit to that side of the argument?
Yes, man. Every single team, every single night, we're pounding on each other. It's been tough, right? So you get outside of it, first of all, it's a sigh of relief. This league has been known to have just a bunch of teams that are gladiators, right? So it's a chess match every night. It's going to be physical. So when you get outside of that, most times, if you look at the history of the Big Ten, teams struggle with the physicality, the mindset, you know, and I think this year's kind of prepared us. If you think about just the aspect of the competition, the level of play every single night, I think that prepares you. Obviously, you don't get the goal of winning a Big Ten championship if you're Wisconsin and you want that. Our players set out every year to try to do that first and foremost. But I think we've been prepared to go to a tournament setting. Now, it's all about matchup at that time as well. It's all about health, confidence, and your matchup getting to that position. So obviously we got a game still ahead of us that we, I think, can put us on the right track if we take care of business going and playing Iowa to finish out and then, you know, faring well in the Big Ten tourney. But it's all about collecting yourselves, putting it all out there. And I think everyone knows we have a bunch of good players. We have a ton of good players. Now, like I said, we are most successful when we play as a collective and we got 5-6 guys that are scoring. We play as a unit defensively, and I'm sure we're going to string that along because we looked pretty well last game. Now we just got to complete it 40 minutes.
Badgers and Hawkeyes, 11:30 on Sunday. Alondo Tucker is our guest on the Jump Around, 100.5 ESPN. All right, Alondo, Throwback Thursday really isn't supposed to be you here to talk about the team. It's here to be talking about you and your experiences as we go back in the time machine. And let's go back to those playing days at Wisconsin when you were kind of – you weren't the first crop of players that really put Badger men's hoops on the map, but you were part of what was built by Bo Ryan in that first decade of the 2000s. Take me back to your playing days and kind of – I just want to juxtapose where Wisconsin was at when you were playing compared to where the team has – proven themselves to be on the national landscape now, what, 15 years later, 10, 15 years later?
Yeah, man, there's a long list of greats that came and played, obviously, before I came to Wisconsin, but just being a part of me, being a part of Coach Ryan's, you know, successful run, but laying that foundation, laying the cinder blocks or the building blocks to what was to follow afterwards, right? The athletes to come in afterwards. We were part of laying it with, you know, the Kirk Pennies, the Devin Harrises, myself, and, you know, a bunch of people before that, a ton in between those names here and there, the guys from Wisconsin locally. Different generation, different style of basketball, different mindsets. Big Ten, obviously, the style of basketball, now you're seeing less post-ups. You're seeing more threes by big men. You're seeing more of a positionless game. So it's much different than what it was last year, and I appreciate the change. But for me, man, it's fun. It's fun, and it's tough in itself being on the sidelines as a coach as opposed to being a player, where I felt like I had more control over the outcome of the game as a player as I do as a coach. So it's, you know, I'm learning a lot, but, you know, these last 2 years have taught me so much in myself. I guess as I'm looking in inner about who I was, Orlando Tucker the player and Orlando Tucker the coach, and it's just trying to make sure I have that same impact on this side of the table as I did on the other side. So, you know, it's been good, man, but I do miss those playing days.
Yeah, and there was a lot of time in between your playing career at Wisconsin and now your coaching career. Tell me about what your steps were professionally. I mean, you were drafted in the first round of the NBA draft, and then you had a professional career where you were a little bit of everything everywhere.
Yeah, no, I had an illustrious career in terms of just being able to travel the world. The things I look at when I date back to where I played abroad in Europe, across, you know, overseas, and playing on a team, which was a gift and a curse in itself. I got drafted to the Phoenix Suns, but I played with a bunch of Hall of Famers: Shaquille O'Neal, Steve Nash, Grant Hill, Amari Stoudemire, Leandro Barbosa, Boris Diaw, Sean Marion. I can go down a list of names, the guys I play with that, you know, I learned so much and I still have good relationships with most of those guys. Being able to be under them and learn the game, learn from a Hall of Famer like Steve Nash, you know, learn from D'Antoni in terms of offensive mindset, already embodying what we had as a university and a defensive genius and Bo Ryan and what he, you know, he wanted to do when I was here under him. But then traveling the world, getting more of a understanding of the European identity, the mindset, and the pro life, and being able to get that experience as being the foreigner there, and having an adult adapt to different cultures. You learn so much in it. All of these experiences, you kind of couple them or you throw them in the same pot, and you gain so much perspective. So being able to coach, you know, being able to come back to being a coach now based off of everything that I've had thrown into me, I feel like I'm very seasoned in an aspect of how to try to articulate to players, you know, the game. I've only obviously been a coach for the Badgers now 2 years, so I just really had to adjust to this group. I'm still adjusting to the group, getting more adjusted to the mindsets individually, and trying to be able to mix in everything I've learned you know, from as a player and as a professional, or as a college player, as a professional now, you know, as a coach.
Alondo Tucker is our guest on The Jump Around. My name's Jesse Nelson, in for Jim Rutledge, 100.5 ESPN. Alondo's former player, Cortland Cuevas, is our producer here in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studio. Cortland had his hand up. That means that he gets to ask another question for you, Coach Tucker.
Yeah, Jesse, if you don't know, Alondo's son is going to be one of the best players in the country, Amir.
Is that so?
It is. So my question, Alondo, from all your experiences, what are some things you're looking to teach Amir and you're teaching him now to have him have that killer mindset so by the time he hits high school, college, man, he's it.
Oh, man. Appreciate you bringing that up, Corey. That's a great question. My son is just turned 11. Shout out my son. He's at school right now. They just started their hybrid system, so he's at school learning. As a coach, he's been my for lack of better words, lab rat, right? I've been able to experiment how to teach life through sports. So before I even came to the program, I had my own company called Architect Athletics. Architect, basically, I feel like we're all our architects in life. We have an ability to design how we want to be defined in life. So that's, you know, I always, everywhere you see me, I always wear this band just as a reminder on my hand, Architect, and define yourself, design yourself to define yourself is my mentality. So with my son, is being able to teach him how to design himself, understanding the game. And I think your best basketball players, for the most part, are the most cerebral players, the ones that think the game through. So at a young age, ever since he could walk, I would teach him the game of sport, but how it correlated to life, how it correlated to business. And just, I would always bring these correlations into life. And so now he has a, you know, better understanding, and trying to create an environment where he never makes an excuse and always trying to look to a solution or a result. And, man, it's just pushing him through the limits with the drills that I have and trying to make him the most complete player. And he's doing things, he was doing things at age 10 that I couldn't do. Literally, I'm not just trying to, you know, overdo it, or you saw him, Court, but I couldn't. He was doing things at age 10. He's doing things at age 10 and 11 that I couldn't do at age 16, right? Finishing with his left, right, the way he handled the ball, the way he passes it. And so he's been my experience. He's been my experiment, right? To be able to show my thoughts as who I am as a coach and how to coach the game has been lived through him. If you see him on the court, if you ever have a chance to jump on his Instagram page and watch him.
Well, I'm calling high school basketball championships this weekend, Coach Tucker. So give it what, five years or so? We'll be seeing him up there.
We'll see, man. It's no givens in this game, though, right? There's no givens. The one thing you can't accomplish, you never know with genetics. It's so much, but he's on the right path right now. He's putting himself on the right path. He's a great kid, you know, great in school. He's doing everything to put him on himself, you know, on that path, and he says he wants it, so, and he does. He shows it. So we'll see, man. No guarantees on sports.
Talking with former Big Ten Player of the Year, first-team All-American, Alondo Tucker. Throwback Thursday on The Jump Around. Coach Tucker, last question before you go. This was our question throughout the day on the show today. So I'm going to lacrosse this weekend for the state championships. The bluff is what I hear is the defining feature of lacrosse. You got to see the bluff. I was in Monroe last week calling games. It's all cheese down in Monroe. My question is, what is the defining feature of Madison, Wisconsin? You've been here long enough. You got to know, what's the defining feature of Madison, Wisconsin?
Well, if you ask, right, if you're asking someone, obviously I'm from Illinois, had no real clue, you know, what Madison was or where Madison was location wise. I was, before coming here, obviously having a scholarship, but you understand in the Capitol building, you see that, you will be able to understand that that's something that's a landmark, huge landmark that you can point to people when they see that, they understand Capitol. Yeah, that's major. But then second, in itself, you got to say the university. Now, I know that's like, when you think about that, of course, you say, okay, of course, the university. But no matter what state you go to or and you see a university tied to a city, it's different here in Madison, and what I mean by that is the prestige of the University of Wisconsin. Like, right, it's nationally known from an educational research standpoint, so the tradition, the history here is major. So it's so much that you can point to, hint to. You look at just everything that is embodied in the campus, and that's the lifestyle, the summers, being able to, you know, whatever you do, you're at Memorial Union, you're able to eat, drink on the lake. You have your sports teams that are always in the top. So if you're watching TV and you're watching football, collegiate football, you're always going to hear University of Wisconsin, Madison. right? Because it's nationally known. You're always going to hear that when you watch basketball. So just naturally, someone's going to kind of correlate the two together. They'll parallel the two. Madison, oh, wow, yeah, that's where the University of Wisconsin is. If you're telling someone, you say, hey, when you come here and I'm giving a tour, you know, I'm a tourist, I'm saying, hey, what should I look at? Hey, you got to go see Capitol. You got to go see State Street. So I think those two is just, you know, Capitol building and understanding the history of the university is major.
I love that. And Cortland said the lake, so he's wrong. Whatever you said is all right, and Cortland's wrong. So whatever Cortland's least favorite drill was last year, make sure we have him run an extra tour of those for not having the right answer. Alondo Tucker, our guest on Throwback Thursday on the Jump Around. Coach Tucker, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck this Sunday against Iowa and heading into the next week's Big Ten tournament. We are pulling for you guys to get this thing righted as we get into postseason play and make a big run.
All right, thank you, man. We need all the support we can get. Hey, Court, appreciate you, man.
All right,
anytime, my brother.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you guys.